Beach FM, 15 past 7, as we mentioned this morning, speaking to neuroscientist and best-selling author of The Winner's Bible, Dr. Kerry Spackman. Now, Kerry's created a unique tool which allows people the opportunity to have an anonymous audit done on themselves by family and friends of their choosing. Could be quite scary, it may not be, but Kerry is, just a little background, Kerry's director of Goldmind, which develops cutting-edge technology, that's electronics, mathematics, for New Zealand's elite Olympic athletes as part of the New Zealand government's high-performance sport New Zealand program. Also worked with the All Blacks, I believe, too. And The Winning Bible, the number one best-selling book, which helps rewire your brain. So I'll ask Kerry to explain all that. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Nigel. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. A neuroscientist. What do you sort of have in the background to make you a neuroscientist, Kerry? Have you gone through medical studies to get to this point, have you?
No, it was a PhD which I did, and I specialised in a kind of an obscure branch called psychophysics, which is how the brain senses and processes motion, which is quite useful when I was working in Formula One over in Europe for a number of about 7 years. So I was very much working with the race drivers and developing simulators. And so the brain has a very unique way of constructing its perception. So that was really the PhD on that.
Right. Now, the Winner's Bible, we can do an audit on ourselves. What is it designed for us, to help us out?
Well, I think the first most important point is many self-help books just give you lots of rules. Do this, do that, do the other thing. And rules are really good, but it's often very difficult to actually achieve what the rule says. You know, for example, you might have seven rules for beating Roger Federer at Wimbledon, and rule number one might be hit the ball where Federer can't get it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fantastic rule,
yes.
But of course it's very difficult to achieve. So what I've really focused on in my book, and it arose out of working with Formula One drivers, was tools. What are things you can actually use to help you in your life? And one of the tools was to actually get a good perception of who you are, your strengths and your weaknesses. And it's quite difficult to actually do that properly. If you think of way back to Princess Diana, she really genuinely thought that people didn't really like her. That was and yet, when she died, we just saw this massive outpouring of flowers. London itself stopped. So her perception of who she was and reality didn't match. So we all go through life with lots of ideas about ourselves. The question is, what are the things that keep tripping us up? What are the weaknesses that we can overcome? And what are our strengths that we may not be utilizing? And if you ask your very best friend, they're probably going to feel uncomfortable about being totally honest with you, because they might upset you, and yet they're the very people that can probably help you. So what I've done is developed a little tool that's on the internet where you can invite more than four people. You have to have a minimum of four people, best friends, colleagues, whatever, and you ask them to participate in an audit where they leave feedback about you. Now, all that information is kept on our kind of servers, and it's only released to you when at least four people have left their comments. The comments are all mixed up by our software, so you don't know who said what. So it's totally anonymous for the people leaving the comments. They don't have to register. There's nothing they need to do. They just get a link, and they click on the link, and away they go.
Right.
And what we do is we really focus, help the auditors or the people leaving comments about you, help them leave very meaningful stuff. And one of the most important things we find with people using the audit is that they get really unexpected feedback. They get things that they thought, I had no idea. So I give a couple of very simple examples. So there was one lady who, in life, she was very intelligent, and when people were talking in a conversation with her, she would always work out what the rest of the conversation was going to be, the rest of their sentence.
Yes, yeah, and they finish it off for you.
Yeah, she'd finish it off for you, jump on top of them and carry on.
Yes.
Now, she had no idea she was doing this. But the problem was, other people thought she was pushy, bossy, domineering. So that's the sort of... And so when she found out about this, she was shocked. And then she, in normal life, she monitored it, and she said, gosh, I do this all the time. And when she changed that behavior, just stopped and didn't interrupt, she found that her whole social life drastically changed. So it's not the sort of things like, you know, you're outgoing or you're positive or you're depressive or whatever. These are really, we help people to think of things that are really key to you. And the point of leaving a comment is to help you. So you go, okay, I can do something about that.
So it's more or less a warrant of fitness of ourselves. We sort of go through, as you say, we are unaware of what we're doing and what we're not doing, but suddenly we could be a better person by just following some simple rules.
Yes, and often, first of all, you know, people find out things about themselves that they really had no idea. And imagine if you went through all of your life not knowing about one or two, three key things. And the second thing is, if you know anything about engines in a car, my sort of Formula One background coming in here, if you have an engine and the mixture in the fuel is just slightly wrong, the car will backfire and pop and fart all over the place and won't run well. You just make a slight adjustment to the mixture and suddenly the engine has all this power. And that's the other really interesting thing. When people do this, they go, oh, well, I'll just make that little change. I won't step on people's conversations or whatever the feedback was. And they suddenly go, I can't believe the difference this has made to me. So it's a really powerful tool.
Is it all negative